us and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has issued pardons for the people prosecuted for attacking the U.S. Capitol January 6, 4 years ago.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
CBS's Matt Piper has more on the January 6 pardons.
President Trump is commuting sentences of those who were convicted of or pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy. He's pardoned everyone else charged with attacking the Capitol back in January 2021. All approximately 1,600 people, including those who beat and maimed police. His clemency includes six commutations. It means the largest prosecution in U.S. history has been abruptly ended.
Among the hundreds of executive orders signed by the president is one which would eliminate birthright citizenship. Erwin Chemerinsky is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Law School. He says that order bumps up against the Constitution.
Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen.
Trump attended inaugural balls in Washington tonight. The governors of Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi have declared states of emergency, while Texas authorities directed state agencies to mobilize resources due to the threat of snow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have either extreme cold warnings or cold weather advisories that go all the way down to about the I-10 corridor. And then when those stop, you actually run into winter weather alerts, so winter storm warnings, because we've got snow from I-10 down to the Gulf. The cold air is locked in place, and now you've got moisture from the Gulf. You combine those two things, and you get either sleet, snow, or freezing rain right along the Gulf Coast.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula tells us there is new information about the potential benefits of some popular drugs.
A new study published in Nature Medicine concludes new generation weight loss drugs, including Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, may protect against dementia, cardiovascular diseases, and even alcohol addiction.
Ohio State has another national title tonight after holding off a Notre Dame comeback bid as they walked away with a 34-23 victory over the Fighting Irish. Will Howard hit big play receiver Jeremiah Smith for 56 yards on a late 3rd-and-11 to lock down the game. Trailing 31-7, Notre Dame scored 2 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions, and that made it a one-score game late in the fourth quarter. It's Ohio's 6th title and their first since the 2014 season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning in the overnight as temperatures tumble to nearly 20 below zero. Our wind chills around 30 to 40 below zero. We'll see partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs zero or colder. Currently 13 degrees below zero.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. As I mentioned, it's a national day of mourning. I am wearing black. In fact, I think most of our staff is wearing, there's Sean dressed in black. Indeed. Trump just got sworn in. The AP picture shows him not having his hand on the Bible. I don't know if that was just for a moment or if that was through the whole thing, or if, you know, it's even a real picture. I mean, it's circulating right now in social media. Was he afraid that his hand would burst into flames? I don't know. He did say this. He said, over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history. Really? More than Abe Lincoln, who fought the Civil War? More than Franklin Roosevelt, who fought World War II, or Woodrow Wilson, who fought World War I? This guy's self-centeredness and hubris is just mind-boggling. Just absolutely mind-boggling. So, anyhow, as I said, I'll be getting with you about what we're seeing in terms of executive orders as they start coming down. South Korea, meanwhile, over the weekend, you know, it's been, I think, about 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, that the president of South Korea has been in prison. At first, they tried to arrest him, and a bunch of people prevented that from happening, but now he's in jail. In fact, he's in solitary confinement. And so over the weekend, there was the Seoul Western District Court building. They held a hearing for him, and a crowd showed up, much like Trump's crowd, and attacked the building, left 51 police officers hospitalized, 7 seriously injured. Broadcast journalists from KBS and MBC, the two big South Korean networks, were attacked and had their equipment damaged. You wonder, is Russia driving this? Is China driving this? Are there right-wing billionaire oligarchs in South Korea who are driving this? I mean, we know that Reverend Moon's son is here in the United States, I believe, you know, pushing a kind of a new cult where they have they carry AR-15s and they have bullets around their, you know, as a crown of bullets. He's got a crown of bullets. I don't know if his shtick has any relation to this or not. Far-right pastor Jeon Kwang-hoon told supporters that the people's right to resist, quote, supersedes the Constitution, and said that he would pay protesters to attend the anti-impeachment rallies. The Yonkun camp, the pro-Yoon camp, excuse me, this is from The Guardian. The pro-Yoon camp has taken its cue from its equivalent in the U.S. in form and substance, from the Stop the Steal placards and MAGA-inspired baseball caps to the unfounded claims that National Assembly elections in 2020 and last spring were rigged. The acting president, Chai Sang-mok, described the scenes of violence as unimaginable in a democratic society. I think that's a good way of putting it. It's pretty amazing. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Chrystia Freeland, who has been a guest on this program a number of times back in the day, back when she was a reporter for the Financial Times, and she's just a brilliant financial analyst. This is a woman who really understands both politics and finance. She resigned, very publicly resigned from the Justin Trudeau administration a couple of weeks ago, saying that she did not agree with his effort to make peace with Donald Trump, basically. And in fact, she said that Canada must, she denounced the use of Trudeau's, quote, costly political gimmicks, and said Canada must push back against America first economic nationalism. And in addition to that, she said, Florida orange growers, Michigan dishwasher manufacturers, and Wisconsin dairy farmers, brace yourself, arguing that Canada is going to retaliate if Trump puts tariffs on Canada. So she's going to run for the leadership of the Liberal Party, which Trudeau is the head of right now, and they're going to vote on their new leader on the 9th of March. Now, if she wins that, she does have a fellow who's former Bank of Canada and Bank of New England Governor Mark Carney is also running against her. But if she wins, she will face off against Pierre Poilievre. I don't know how to pronounce him. Poilievre, who is the conservative, and his party is actually leading right now in the national polling. So, you know, we'll see what happens in Canada. But this right-wing movement that we just, you know, I just described what's going on in South Korea. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in the United States. It's happening all across Europe. And almost in every case, it's being driven by white people upset about too many brown people immigrating into the country. I mean, that's what drove Trump. And again, climate change is driving people out of places like, you know, Guatemala and Nicaragua up into the United States. It's driving farmers off their land. Climate change was what drove farmers in Syria off their land and into the cities. And then when they started protesting, saying that they wanted basically welfare, they wanted food, Assad came out and shot at them. And then Russia came in to defend Assad. This was, you know, 10 years ago or a little more. More like 15 years ago. This was the Arab Spring. And we covered it extensively on this program. And the Arab Spring was provoked by climate change. And then that response by Assad and by Russia to, you know, bombing the crap out of Aleppo and reducing to rubble a good part of Damascus, that led to some 5 to 6 million Syrians fleeing north across the, you know, into southern Europe. And heading through Europe, Angela Merkel, the then chancellor or prime minister, whatever her title was, of Germany, accepted 1 million. Sweden opened their doors and let a lot in. I mean, this is a humanitarian disaster. But these right-wing movements, Alternative for Deutschland in Germany, the right-wing movements in country after country, Giorgia Meloni in Italy, who was at Trump's swearing-in this morning, by the way. All of these right-wing movements are basically grounded in hate of brown-skinned immigrants. These are all, at their foundation, white supremacist or white nationalist movements. And the same thing is happening in Canada. Canada, under Justin Trudeau, Pierre was his father, the previous prime minister, or an earlier prime minister, but under Justin Trudeau, Canada took in a lot of immigrants, and many of them Syrians. And now you've got this whole right-wing backlash about, you know, there's too many brown people, there's too many Muslims, they're not us, it's disrupting the character of our country, it's a threat to our security, you know, blah 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 blah. And we're seeing this all over the world, and it's being amplified, of course, by white nationalists who run social media companies and the whole giant white nationalist apparatus that Vladimir Putin runs out of Russia on social media. So, you know, how's this going to play out here in the United States? I don't know. We'll see. It's 14 minutes past and a half, past the hour. I'll be back with your calls. What's on your mind right after this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People on this dark, dark day. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Change.
change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I try to eat healthy, but I'm human. Occasionally, I fall off the healthy eating wagon. I was binging out on Christmas cookies that Louise got that we still have left over. Even when I mess up my diet, though, and my nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. How in the world can Field of Greens promise better health, guarantee it? Well, because each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier and have more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to try this remarkable product that really supplements your health. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com. Let's rewrite the founding page. 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Terry in Salisbury, Maryland. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Yes, hi, Tom. Thanks for all you do. I just wanted to say I was at the People's March this weekend in D.C., and I had also been at the Women's March 8 years ago. You know, I keep fighting for everything we stand for, and I also worked the election this year. So that was actually, it was very comforting. But I found it ironic yesterday, we went, friends of mine, we went to the Holocaust Museum, which I've been a couple of times in D.C., and it was interesting that there were countless people with all kinds of things, with Trump hats and shirts, and obviously because, probably because of the inauguration today, but it was just the irony that they were standing there while it was the rise of Hitler, and they're wearing all this paraphernalia. So I just wanted to comment and let you know that, we found it very interesting. And listen, I think everybody should be educated on it because maybe they'll see, but you wonder how many of them actually see the correlation, even in the slightest bit.
Yeah.
That was my weekend, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Fascinating, Terry. Yeah, somehow MAGA hats and the Holocaust Museum don't seem like they would go together, but I get it. Okay, Terry.
Right, even the line out the door was like that, so we found that quite interesting. So,
yeah, I get
again,
it.
Again, thank you for all you do. I
sure
appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry. Good talking to you. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want you and your audience to think about, for the minute and a half you might give me, how I looked at this speech from 500 years of history as a black man and original American as well in the United States. Donald Trump used the words manifest destiny. I don't know if the average European American knows how offensive a term that is to me. And when he said this, he followed with expand our territory. He said, we tamed wilderness and ended slavery. And when he said we ended slavery, I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
You know, about a week ago, Charlie Kirk, I know you're familiar with him, the right-wing political idiot. He said that Carrie Underwood would be performing at the inauguration. And this is what he said, Tom. He said, finally, someone with blonde hair and blue eyes, we're back. If it had been Kamala Harris, we would have been looking at Lizzo's ass for 45 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
Do you realize?
Yeah, racism is alive and well, and slavery is still legal in the United States as long as you've been convicted of a crime. So
under the 13th Amendment, as you and I have talked about before.
Yep.
So let me just say this, Tom. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like the spirit of those who would fight Donald Trump, that young lady that just spoke with you, talked about in 2016, that there were protests, there were hundreds of thousands of people, there were pink hats, there were, but there's nothing now. And there's an old term that my grandparents and my father used to use. It was talking about, it talked about breaking the spirit of a horse. You can, you, if you abuse an animal or a child, you break their spirit. And I'm wondering if the opposing party, if we want to call them Democrats, progressive, if their spirit has been broken because Donald Trump has extorted, spayed, and neutered 370 million people. You understand? There's no righteous indignation, and there seems to be a palpable cloud of intimidation and social political ankle grabbing. I'm sorry to be crude, but this is very concerning for me, especially from where I sit. Tell me where I've got it wrong. Oh, by the way, all of this, manifest destiny, expand our territory, tame wilderness, end slavery, all on MLK Day. Do you realize the irony this is to me?
Oh, it's not irony. It's obscenity. But yeah, I get it, and I agree with your perspective, Kenyatta, and you said it very well. You're very good at that. You pull these things together and summarize them brilliantly. It's one of the reasons I like your newsletter.
I apologize to all my readers because I know a lot of them are yours as well. But here in Southern California, I've been spared the fire, but the winds are back up today to almost 80 miles an hour. And one of the big problems no one knows is that we have had constant power outages.
Yeah.
So when you make your living the way that you and I do, guess what that means?
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck, Kenyatta. Good talking to you. Thank you for the call. Tabitha in Cotton Valley, Louisiana. Hey, Tabitha, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I really like your show. I wanted to piggyback off a caller you had earlier because I identify with the concept of hoarding. I don't have stuff piled up to the ceiling, but I don't let go of things very easily. I think the term we should use for those billionaires that keep trying to accumulate more money just for self-gain should simply be money hoarders. I think that has a nice ring to it. What do you think?
I like money hoarders. I've used it. I've pointed out that I think these people, many of these people, suffer from this, you know, the extreme hoarding. Not like you. You have a hard time letting go of things. Me too. I've got pretty much every book I've ever read since I was, you know, in my 20s in my library right now. There's bookshelves all over my house. I don't think that I'm a hoarder. I think I'm a collector.
Right.
But for some people, it's pathological. I mean, you literally can't walk through their houses. And that's, in my mind, that's what it's like for many of these billionaires who have just, you know, accumulated way more money than they'll ever be able to use. And it's still not enough. It's just more and more and more. So
right.
I like it. Money orders. I like it, Tabitha. Tabitha, I got to run.
Thank you for your time.
That was great. Yep, good talking to you. Thank you. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Former President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in the Marine One helicopter just now departing the Capitol building.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's Tom.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. In his first 12 hours back in office, President Trump has issued a blizzard of executive orders. One affects transgender people.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
He also pardoned nearly all of his supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol in 2021.
I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages pardons. To get them out.
Trump has just returned to the White House after attending inaugural balls around Washington. Outgoing President Biden issued some last-minute pardons.
Biden approved pardons for Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley, who'd been critical of Trump and whose portrait was suddenly removed from the walls of the Pentagon after Trump was sworn in.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the less known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning in the overnight as temperatures tumble to nearly 20 below zero. Our wind chills around 30 to 40 below zero. We'll see partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs zero or colder. Right now, it's 14 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, compete? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Events with top thinkers and activists and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with those two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman. Together, we can make 2025 the year we all protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's. 5 minutes past the hours, picking up your calls here. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Hey, I just want to say a couple things. Please have Free Speech TV roll Vigilante Inc., and I encourage everybody to watch that over and over again. I've only seen it on once, and I was able to watch the whole thing. So, everyone, we need real, real big-time activism in Georgia for sure.
Okay.
So, please, if you could, and Tom, if you could please do all you can to get it on there regularly.
Well, you should let the folks at Free Speech TV know, not me. I don't run the network.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Was there a president or something I need to write to?
I'm guessing that there's contact information at freespeech.org.
Okay, I'll look for it. Okay. Wanted to tell the book collector there are several great, great books. It's actually fact-based poetry based on all the stuff that's happened during the first, Oathbreaker. Insurrectionist time, and what was done by Oathbreaker, and then all through the Biden administration, how he kept popping up, and all the things that were going on, plus all the criminals around him. So it's called Tiny Little Cracks. This is for his collection, Tiny Little Cracks, and it's by last name Graham. And it's on, I believe there are the whole collections on Amazon.
Cool.
So anyway, the other thing.
Yeah, it's a good time. If you want to make a statement right now about what just happened, you know, with Trump being sworn in, two things you can do. Number one, pick your favorite progressive politician, go to their website and donate some money, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500, whatever. And number two, go online to the bookstore of your choice and buy one of the books from one of the people out there who are speaking out about this. You know, Ruth Ben-Ghiat, Timothy Snyder, my book. This is not a plug for, buy my books. But there's a number of authors who have been very outspoken, who are telling the truth, who are speaking out about, what's going on in this country. And I can tell you from personal experience, writing books is not a way to make a living. And they can use your help. So back to you, Carol.
Yes. Yes, thanks, Tom. And Tom, I have your books, and I reread them, actually. So anyway, just want to let you know that. But yes, it's Tiny Little Cracks and out there on Amazon. And I think I already told the Graham, Graham. Anyway, today, people, is Inspiration Day. Do not be discouraged. What was so cool, and President Carter got his last accomplishment in for right up till the day, to the minute that President Biden was passed that off to Oathbreaker. That flag was at half mast. So pretty much the inauguration was pretty much taken up with the flag at half mast, which goes right along with us wearing black. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, you're welcome, Carol. Thank you. Well said. Jeremiah in Coalport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeremiah, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I hope I'm wrong about this, but I think in one of your previous shows that you unwittingly predicted that America is going to transform into a dictatorship. You had said that oligarchies, which we are one now, are unstable, and either they go back into democracies or they transform into right-wing dictatorships like Russia or Hungary.
Correct.
Given the choice between the two of those, I think the uniquely stupid American people, the ones who can't seem to do anything about mass shootings, are going to pick a right-wing dictatorship. And I don't think you see what I see because of your optimism. But, I mean, we should definitely resist this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's entirely possible. I would not argue with you, Jeremiah. I mean, you know, that's what we just chose in the last election. If the numbers are correct. Now, Greg Palast is going to be on the program on Thursday, and he's got some, contradictory information about who won the election. But we'll get to that on Thursday. But this is what is happening all over the world. And like I said, it's largely a bigoted white response to brown skinned immigrants. And that's, you know, the main thing that's driving it here in the United States. Although, you know, there's also a male response to women having equal political power. And of course, the whole, you know, fundy religious response to the queer community. But
do you see a path to democracy for Hungary, Russia, or China?
You know, not for Russia and China right now. Probably not for China at all. China has no history of democracy. They have no experience of democracy. And the communist system has done well by their middle class. I mean, when I lived there in 1988, in November of 88, it was a disaster. It was November of 86, excuse me. And it was very, very poor. I mean, you know, and now they've got a larger middle class than the entire U.S. population. We'll see. But, Hong Kong, I think, was a huge indicator of that. With regard to Russia, you know, again, Putin, you know, here's how that flip happens. When you have oligarchy, basically, oligarchies are also kleptocracies. They're also, you know, forms of government where the rich people are using the government to convert the resources of the country to their own wealth, and in the process ripping off, you know, working class people and the poor. And eventually people get pissed off and they try to rise up. And that's the point at which the oligarchs become the tyrants. That's the point at which they start shooting at people in the streets. That's the point at which they start arresting people for speaking out. Viktor Orban has arrested people for calling him a tyrant on Facebook. Vladimir Putin arrests people for just standing in the street with a blank piece of paper as a sign. So they've made that transition. You can tell when that happens.
And we're seeing a lot of people obey in advance already.
Well, we've got that, but what we don't have yet is the oligarchs or the government on behalf of the oligarchs using violence to crack down. And when that happens, or if that happens in the United States, then you know we're heading toward tyranny. And that's also typically the point at which the people start to try to fight back. And that's what we saw in Ukraine. That's what we saw in Brazil. We've seen this is what we saw in Chile. We've seen a number of countries where it went from oligarchy to tyranny and then to democracy. And so, you know, don't give up. Even though it's a very, very difficult time, I think that, you know, America, there's a strong American spirit of freedom and democracy, and I have a lot of faith in it. Jeremiah, thank you for the call. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's up?
Hi. It was a number of years ago, there was an interviewer asked Pete Buttigieg to make a comment on the fascination with Trump. And his response struck me. He said, well, like anything grotesque, you'd hate to see it, but you can't look away.
Right.
So I was thinking about grotesque richness. And the word grotesque, it, more than morbid, is known by the vast amount of people. That's gross. That's grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an alternative idea for instead of morbid.
The grotesquely just, rich?
Both. Grotesquely rich.
Turn it into an adverb.
Sounds real. Yep, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Holly, thank you. That was a good one. Rick in Grass Valley, California. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
You know, the best resistance is always living happily. So I would just encourage everyone to laugh at Republicans. You know, I can tell that one out of three Republicans is as dumb as the other two.
Yeah. There you go. I got it, Rick. Living good is the best revenge. I mean, you know, that's an old saying or words to that effect. Success is the best revenge, et cetera. But I think we have to acknowledge that the next couple of weeks and probably the next couple of years are going to be a real challenge for our democracy and for all of us. And we have to be prepared for that. We have to face it. Go ahead.
That's why you got to keep laughing.
Okay. Rick, thank you very much. Yeah, where are the comedians when you need them? Well, we still have quite a few. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'm missing George Carlin, though, I got to tell you. 44 minutes past the hour. Now it's 45. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Tom Hartman here with you, helping you win the water cooler war. Stay with us. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. Things like, the best sleep I've gotten in years, or I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Although I got to tell you, the sleep ones are the ones I use. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. cbdistillery.com.
We used to build on solid ground where facts were bricks and truth was sound. But
back
now
51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Will in Riverside, California. Hey, Will, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a 74-year-old African American, and I've been around and I've watched. They've taken they finally did what ending slavery gave us the right. We got the right to vote, and they've taken that taken our right away, and it's the downfall of the company. But the reason I want to call you. I have a question. Why is it that we all the money that the federal government takes in and taxes and other things, we put it in private banks, and we have to borrow it when it comes time that we need to the government needs to buy something. We have to borrow from the banks who they're charging us interest. And my understanding of it now is that we owe banks so much money that all we're doing every year is paying this astronomical amount of money
Okay, I get your point, Will. What's going on here is that the federal government has the ability to borrow money. The way that we borrow money is we issue IOUs. They're called treasury bills. And we pay that money back with interest, as you pointed out. Many of those IOUs are purchased by banks, but it's not banks that sell them. It's the U.S. Treasury that sells them. In fact, you can buy them directly from the U.S. Treasury online. There's a bunch of different kinds of treasury bills, and they have different dates and maturities and interest rates. But, you know, when we fought world, the one time that we've had no debt was in 1834, I think it was. It was in the 1830s when Andrew Jackson paid off the national debt, and that produced the longest and deepest recession or depression in American history. And it was because treasuries are a form of investment that is absolutely safe. It's the only absolutely safe investment out there. So we need a certain amount of debt because we need treasuries are actually necessary for the system to work. But after World War II, at the end of World War II, our national debt was at 120% of GDP. Our national debt was greater than our entire GDP. Right now, our GDP is around $34 million a year, and our national debt is $36 million a year. So we're approaching where we were at the end of World War II. After World War II, Harry Truman and then Dwight Eisenhower started paying down our national debt. John Kennedy continued. We had a top 90% income tax rate until the 1960s, the mid-60s. Lyndon Johnson dropped that down to 74%, but he closed a bunch of loopholes in the process. And by the time Ronald Reagan came into office, that massive national debt that was larger than the entire gross domestic product of the country was down to a mere $800 billion, less than $1 trillion. But Reagan had this idea that this guy named Jude Wininski, this Republican strategist, gave him, that he should try to, he should spend like crazy while he was president and cut taxes on rich people to drive up the national debt, because if he could drive the national debt up high enough, it would force Democrats to cut social programs like Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, Section 8 housing, all these kinds of things, education. And so Reagan borrowed like crazy. Clinton came in and actually reduced the national debt. Bush came in. He ran up the national debt even farther with more tax cuts for billionaires and two wars that were off the books. Obama came in. He tried to pay down the national debt. And then Trump came in and he added another $7 or $8 trillion to the national debt. So right now we've got this huge national debt, and all of it is the result of tax cuts to billionaires. If you add up all the tax cuts for billionaires from Reagan's to today, cumulatively, their impact, it's way over $36 trillion. So this bizarre theory that Reagan had, that he could break the will of Democrats by running up the national debt. And by the way, last year, we spent about $600 billion in interest on that national debt that three Republican presidents ran up. So, you know, it was all done for political purposes. It is being used as an excuse right now, the national debt. You will hear Republicans talking about how, you know, we can't afford this, we can't afford that, we can't afford cheap college, we can't afford good health care, we can't afford, because of the national debt, which they themselves created. They're still doing Reagan's, you know, thing, Jude Wininski's two Santa Claus strategy. So that's what's going on, Will, and that's how it works. Did I make sense? Did I answer your question?
I think what I'm going after is that money is being put into private banks, and
Not necessarily. When treasuries are sold, that you're selling IOUs, and anybody can buy them. A lot of Americans own treasuries. A lot of foreign countries and companies own treasuries. There's banks that own treasuries as well, but anybody can buy them. We haven't cut a deal with private banks. That's not what's going on here.
Okay, maybe I'm a little confused on it.
Yeah. The Treasury Department, which is the U.S. government, says, okay, you know, we're going to spend $1 trillion this year, more than we made, so we're going to offer $1 trillion worth of treasury bills in, you know, $10,000 denominations, $100,000 denominations, $1 million denominations, $5,000 denominations. Anybody can buy them. They're sold at auction. And the amount that they pay interest, the amount of interest that they pay, is a function of how many people show up and want to buy them at the auctions. And the crisis that we will face is if the day comes that nobody shows up at the auction, nobody wants to buy them. So far, we haven't had that happen, but that's the crisis everybody's predicting. Will, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Taliban confirms release of two Americans in a prisoner exchange. One is Ryan Corbett, considered by the U.S. to have been wrongfully detained for 894 days. The Corbett family issued a statement saying their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude and praise to God for sustaining Ryan's life. And they thank both President Trump and President Biden for the negotiations. We don't yet have an ID on the second prisoner released. President Trump says there are immigration raids coming.
Can we expect ICE raids in major cities?
I don't want to say when, but it's going to happen.
Trump signed orders declaring a national emergency on the U.S. border with Mexico, suspending refugee resettlement, and ending automatic citizenship for anyone born in the United States. The ACLU has already sued on that. Erwin Cheraminsky is dean of the University of California Berkeley Law School.
In 18 18-